Hello.
Hey, Gabriel.
Yes.
Hey, this is Alex. Is this a good time to talk?
Yes, it
Yeah, so thank you for taking my call. So this morning you called me back about the property and actually talked through your situation with the team. We've talked over the team and we completely understand that you're not ready right now, especially with the holidays coming up and your family's in tow. So, wanted to let you know that there's absolutely no pressure from us. If you're not ready to move forward this month or next month or even I don't know, next year, that is totally fine. But
Okay.
just wanted to let you know as well that we've been in the situation before where other clients that we had in the past who were also unsure about their next move, the best part that we've helped them is by extending the contract to give them the flexibility that they need.
I understand.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I'm thinking is we can actually extend the contract until I'm thinking 90 days or maybe until next year, January after the holidays. So you have more time during this period. But like what I said, there's absolutely no rush on your end to move. We just wanted to keep things in and give you space to look for your next place. Even if you find a place next year, it's no problem.
Yeah. But the thing is, I just don't want to extend it at this time. I just want to revisit the option, next year when we're ready.
I mean, what I'm gonna say here is, are you decided on that, or I know things are like can get crazy, especially with the kids in the house and everything else on your plate. But the great thing about extending the contract is that you don't have to start all over again with the phone calls and the paperwork when you're ready. We can have everything lined up so that whenever you're ready to sell, you are ready to close with no issues. And I would say extending the contract, you won't have to start everything from scratch, but we'll probably just keep everything in place so whenever you're ready, the process is already in motion and you won't have to, like what I said, deal with extra paperwork and talking to new people.
Man, I understand that. It's just like I said, the process has been, pretty much easy to, like I said, dealing with y'all. So, as I said, if I revisit this in the near future, then it just would be in best interest just to start all over.
Gotcha. Sure. I mean, I still think that extension is the best way to go. While during the extension, during this time, and you find it that, it's just not the right time to move at all, or, you feel like the best route is to stay put, I'd say no hard feelings at all. We totally understand. Our goal is to just really support you, whatever you decide to move forward or not. So, if things change and you decide not to sell, we'll definitely respect that decision. It's
Yes.
just that the extension gives you, I'd say, peace of mind and flexibility. Well, we can stay in touch every couple of weeks or however often you're comfortable with. And of course, you can reach out anytime if you have any questions or if something changes as well.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, right now, like I said, y'all been pretty good. Y'all right up the street in Ashland, so it's, y'all just a phone call away. It's just, like I said, I just don't want to extend the contract as of right now.
I understand. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and communicate that with the team. If that's really, your decision. I would say that, we're just here to help, and if you actually decide to go on a different route, if you need more time, that's totally fine too. I'll just probably communicate that with the team, and I'm not in the power really to void the contract, so I'm gonna communicate it with B. I know B and Tiffany talked this morning. Yeah. So
they were talking yesterday morning, not this morning. Yesterday morning. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yesterday morning. So I was actually hoping to get the extension, so it will be like easier for you. Just not start the process all over again. And like I've said, if you've along the way you've decided not to sell, no hard feelings about it. But it's just like, you know, whenever you're ready to move and you decided to, at least that there's a contract in place and, you know, we can close depending on your timeline.
Okay. I understand.
All right. Well, like I said, Gabriel, I'll communicate this with the team, and then I'm not in the power to void the contract, but I will let B know, so maybe she can communicate back with you.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate you taking my call, and you have
thank
yourself
you.
A good one. All right.
All right.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah.